In his inauguration speech in March, Prime Minister Andrew Holness outlined that his party would be taking a non-partisan approach to national development. He explored this issue in detail during a recent interview with Ian Boyne. We bring you an excerpt from that interview.
The Leader of the Opposition in her budget presentation raised questions about how persons in her party were being treated in the public sector, raised questions as to the government's commitment to non-partisanship and in allowing the professionalization of the public service and not putting any pressure on public servants.
The Leader of the Opposition made some tangential comments.
Yes.
And I have since investigated and found that there is no truth to the concerns that she has raised.
People are not being asked about which party they voted for, that kind of thing.
I am not aware of that. I've asked her own, and that has not come to my attention.
And you wouldn't countenance that kind of thing at all?
Strict instructions have been given about any kind of partisan witch hunt. But at the same time, it must be clear that persons who are not doing their jobs should not hide under the cover of they are being politically targeted. When I introduced myself to the staff here, I was very clear. If you do your work, we are best of friends. Yes. If you don't do your work, then there has to be some consequence. Yes. So everyone who is in the public sector should understand that this government is about getting things done. And if it is your strategy then, to delay, to frustrate, to undermine, then the government cannot sit by idly and allow its policies to fail. So, in as much as we will maintain a professional stance, people who undermine, frustrate, delay, or cause any failure of government policy will have to bear a consequence. And that is said without any malice. It is just a straightforward management position.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness in a recent interview with Ian Boyne.
So the NCDA survey people have not come to your house yet?
No, they are doing next census or something.
No man, different people that. The National Council on Drug Abuse is doing a survey about drug use in Jamaica. Them come weekend gone. They probably soon reach your side.
Sound like an informer survey to me, you know. Find out how much people use drugs so them can make police come pressure, man, you know.
No man, you're wrong again. It's really for understand how people use the different drugs them and how it affect with life. So the survey go help them to get more up-to-date information. And then them can use that information to plan better prevention and treatment programs.
All right, you convince me.
Yeah, man.
When me see them, nah, but I run them. Me cooperate.
A message from the National Council on Drug Abuse, NCDA.
Government pensioners, there are now several ways to connect with the Accountant General's Department as we modernize our operations to serve you better. Call the AGD at 922-8320-7, 922-7906, or toll free at 1-888-991-3005. Send an email to info@treasury.gov.jm. Find us on Facebook or live chat with an agent at treasury.gov.jm. And we've now added WhatsApp messaging. WhatsApp us at 818-6583. The Accountant General's Department, touching the life of every Jamaican.
Yes, man. I saw the place will look clean all the time. Me just wish say I saw Mr. Keith would have keep fee in place. All them heap a whole sin thing them have thrown down. See how the rainwater say clean of them? Are them things they breed mosquito. Me I go tell him say if he make we help him clean up.
You really are going to do that, Cherry?
Of course.
You have time.
You think say the mosquito them are going to hunger might be Mr. Keith and left we coffee we yard clean? All are we at risk of mosquito disease, like chikungunya and dengue, and the new one, when name Zika. So we better prevent mosquito breeding.
True. Can we call him? Mr. Kit!
Mosquito prevention is everybody's business. Protect yourself from Zika. Keep your surroundings mosquito-free.
A message from the Ministry of Health in association with the Jamaica Information Service.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.